are supposed to die, then what will be happen? So all became so fearful. Today Nanda became so great. So Rohini came, the mother of Baladev Prabhu, and asked, Krishna, come to your mother. Krishna said, No. To whom you will say? With my Dau Bhaiya and my father. Will not come to your mother? I was calling you, but you are not came to help me. I should not go to you also. So Mother Rohini and others, they hint Baladev Prabhu, go and catch him and drag him to Yashoda's lab. Baladev went to Krishna and told him, but today Krishna became so powerful and by some trick Krishna threw him out. And Baladev looking towards Krishna, oh, every day I visit Krishna, how should I visit me today? So he is telling, you will not come to your mother? No. So if your mother died, when Krishna heard this, that if my mother will pass away, then he began to cry, oh mother, Rahini took him and put in the lap of Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda gave him, Krishna is best milk, and up to this time, Mother Yashoda was not crying. His all lavender fan and everything was dried up, and his life became a statue. When she gets Krishna again on her lap, getting Krishna, she cried so much. By this way, Krishna renewed his love and affection of Vrajavasi. So what happened after that, because time is short, so we shall hear from Gurudev. I am completing here. Hare Krishna, Vanchakalpatarupasya, Vipasindu, Parivasya, Patitanam Pavanam, Bhuvrishna, Vekho, Namo, Namo.
गुरुवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय सदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सर्वभक्ताय नाउ कृष्ण इज समहाउ ग्रोन अप ही वाज नाउ ग्रेजिंग कॉर्प्स ही टूक हिज कॉर्प्स एंड विथ हिज सो मेनी Sakhas, Tam, Siddham, Baldav, and all others. He was crazy. Today, they were feeling so much hungry, but there was nothing. Mother has sent something to eat towards Bhandirban. But they have come today opposite way. So they were feeling so much hungry. They asked Krishna and Baldev, today a demon, very powerful demon, is disturbing us and he is a star. So please save us. Krishna and Baldev told, yes, I am managing and telling this. He told them that nearby tal fruit is there. Tal means?
Palm fruit.
Palm fruit. They are written. And very sweet fragrance is coming from that direction. So they requested Baldev Prabhu that we want to take test of palm fruit. That Baldev Prabhu told that you should follow me, and they followed Baldev Prabhu. They went to that forest which was controlled by demons of Kansa, and his name was Dhenukasur. Dhenukasur means in English word donkey. In the shape demon, but in the shape of donkeys, using always behind legs. So when Baldev Prabhu went there, and they were of God protecting that forest, that anyone devotee should not come. We will take all the fruits to Maharaj Kamsa, and he will be satisfied, and he will also donate something to us. So this is only for us, not for Krishna and devotees. So Baldev went and took one of the tree in his hand and he set it off. And at once so many fruits began to come, dhap, dhap, dhap. Hearing the sound of the donkey, Dhenukasur, demon, at once looked towards that and he came with his whole family, thousands of sea donkeys and so many his children's grandsons, thousands. And they attacked all to Krishna and Baldev. But Baldev Prabhu took that donkey behind leg and he mopped in the sky and thus he was dead. And he threw it on a tree. Tree was uprooted and it came to another was uprooted. So all the trees were uprooted. And one after one, Krishna and Baldev Prabhu took all the donkeys and they killed. So much blood and urine and stool was there. So any friend did not took any fruit because it was all impure. But after that, when all were killed, then it was cleared. And another day they used to take palm fruits. Here there is a teaching behind this story. The demons, who are demons, they always have sense gratification. What they do to test themselves, not for Krishna. Here Baldev Prabhu is Gurudev. You know he is Gurudev. So donkey has ignorance. He doesn't know that we are part and parcel and eternal servant of Krishna, Supreme Personality. So Baldev, by killing the demon, he takes the ignorance of any devotee. Those who want to serve Krishna. We find our heart. So, if we want to serve Krishna, if there is tendency to test yourself, you cannot give up. You cannot give up your all kinds of unwanted things. Ignorance and
indifference.
But if you will pray to Gurudev, Baldev Prabhu, or any manifestation of real Gurudev, of Baldev Prabhu, he can save you. So Baldev Prabhu killed that demon, that killed the ignorance, so that we may serve Krishna. Here one thing more also, that why donkeys are so ignorant? Because they can take so many things, paraphernalia on their back, but they cannot taste. Sugar, ghee, and so many things, but they cannot taste themselves. They take so much kind of garments and cloth, but they cannot be there. It is for others. So donkeys like this, so much ignorance in them. Always following their wives. Always. Even they are kicked, they never take any lesson. Always sense gratification. So Baldev Prabhu killed him. In this story, Krishna is supreme power and he is worshipable. But Baldev Prabhu, being Krishna himself, but he is playing the role of a Gurudev. And all Gurudev coming from Baldev Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is same as Baldev Prabhu. In his each pastime, there are so much teachings. You know that after some time, he was playing with his friends And he marked that so many cows drinking the water of Kali Harada, they are tired. He was so worried. How to save Prajvasi and my friends and my cows? So Krishna went to that Kali Harada, where Kali was there in the water of Jamuna, some part of Jamuna. And he saw it burning like a fire, that water. So much waste are coming. Oh, by the smell of that air coming from there, anyone can be tired. So all the birds, all the trees and all nearby, all were like dried and tired. So Krishna thought that what to do, so he came nearby and told the Sakha, oh, I am going to here, so you should wait, don't worry. And he did not tell that I am going to kill Kali. But he went on the tree and jumped from the tree and he controlled Kali. And he gave his feet on the head of Kali. And he broke his all the hoods. So much blood was coming from there, or thousands of mouths. But now he was helpless. He thought that I have fighted with Guru, but he could not do anything. He could not control me, but now I am seeing that, oh, he must be Narayan, otherwise anyone cannot control me. Now he was praying to Narayan, that said me. And when her wife saw that now he is somehow surrendered, then they began to pray to Krishna, oh, save my husband, otherwise we will be widow. You know, here there also some teachings. What teachings? Kali was very desperate and he was a very big demon-like. But his wives were so much high class of devotee, always worshipping Krishna. The wives saw that he is against Krishna. Then they saw that, oh, if you are widow, no harm. He is against Krishna and fighting with Krishna, he should die. We want to be here. But when they saw that, oh, now he has surrendered, then what they began to pray. That please say, because he has surrendered to you. You know that anyone itself cannot come to any devotee, or he cannot inhale bhakti. Only by the grace of devotee. Here, Kali has not done anything to please Krishna. But how he came and how he surrendered? Because the mercy of his wife, There must be something behind. Otherwise, he cannot be devotee. So, though he was like a demon, but his wives were so high class of devotee. They have so much devotion for Krishna. So, he was changed, and now Krishna gave him foot impression on the horse and told that you should give up this Vrindavan and you should go to Ramanik Deepa there, and you should be there. Now Garuda will be in friendly terms with you. He will not disturb you. You should go now. Then he went with his whole family there. So sometimes wives like gopis, their husbands were not all so much favorable. You know. Bali, you know, in Ramayana, he was not favorable, but his wife was so favorable to him. Oh, Raman was not favorable, he was demon, but his wife was Mandodari, so high class of devotee. You have heard the name of Meghnad, a very big demon, son of Ravan, but his wife Sulochana, high class of devotees. So we see that there is some natural tendency in ladies that they have some surfaces mode and very sweet mode, and they can easily serve Krishna. So we see that Narada was quite renounced order sannyasi, but Krishna was not controlled by him. He used to see Krishna in Dwarka, he used to go. But here gopis, what? Always controlling Krishna, being lady and grihastha. But how they control Krishna? Anyone cannot control like gopis. So even Narada, even Uddhava, even Rupa Goswami and all other has prayed that we should be gopi in the guidance of gopis. And by the mercy of gopis, we can serve Radha and Krishna Kanjumana. So in each pastimes of Krishna, there are so many teachings. You know that once Krishna was grazing cows and he went to Bhandivana and anywhere. And they were playing and eating something, each other laughing and making laughing. So Brahma came there and saw that, at first he saw that Krishna has given salvation to Aghasura. His soul was in the sky roaming here and there. And when Krishna came out of the Aghasura mouth, that light came and he went in the feet of Krishna. Seeing this Brahma, he was wondering, how this demon has received so high class of stage that he has mixed in Krishna and he has received liberation? How he is lucky? So he wanted to see another some sweet pastimes of Krishna. So he took his cows and he hid themselves in a cave. And when Krishna was searching the cows, Krishna hid also his whole friends in that same cave. Krishna thinking, where are my friends and cows here and there? And he was very far. But at once he noticed, Brahma has done. But actually Brahma has not done. What was there? There was a very mystic, very hidden thing here. What? All the gopis of Vrindavan, Braja, they wanted that Krishna should our son. Young ladies or young gopis, they wanted that Krishna should be our husband or beloved. We want to serve him like beloved. And all the cows of Vrindavan, Braj Mandal, they wanted that Krishna should be our calf. And we should give milk to him. So Krishna is Bancha Kalpataru. He is desire-free. He must fulfill all desires. So he was thinking how to be their son, how to be their beloved, and how to be the cause to fulfill that desire. So Krishna told his Yogamaya that you should manage everything. So quickly Yogamaya managed. He went in the heart of Brahma and he told him. And he got this idea that, I should take away the cops and friends of Krishna so that I may see any new pastime of Krishna. But some what offense was there that he was not totally
surrendered.
So he thought that I should take away and I should take away and I should hide them here and there. And now I should see that what he is doing. Thus he did some offense in the Lord's feet of Krishna. But he wanted to see the three pastimes of Krishna, not testing. So here, Yogamaya did it. He brought Brahma and he inspired Brahma to steal away. And Brahma did so. When he stole away all the children and all the cows, at once he went to Brahmaloka for a moment. But it was for worldly time, it was 1 year to return from here. After 1 year he came and he saw that Krishna is well doing. Daily he is going to cowherd with his cows and his friends. But from where he brought? He went to the cave and saw that all the children were there, all the cows were there. And when he came and saw to Krishna, he saw that all the children and cows and everything is here also. Then by his 4 heads and
8 eyes.
8 eyes, 4 eyes here and 4 eyes there. He began to look and he saw that at a time the cops and friends were in cave also and with Krishna. He could not decide that how it is going on. And he was wondering. In the meantime, Baldev was thinking, why now? Gargacharya, the astrologer and the priest of all Brajavasi, he declared that this year is very sacred and very good to give their daughter's marriage. So now Krishna has become all the sakhas of Vrindavan and all the cows of Vrindavan. So all the cows are now loving new cows so well, more than their old cows. Understand? All the cows were so much attached to
old calves.
New calves, no so much
love
and affection.
Generally, love
comes for new world. But there, because Krishna was himself the cause, and he was fulfilling all the cow's desires, that being their cow, and he was taking milk from them. And in this year, Gargacharya declared that all gopis should be given to marriage, young ladies. So, all were giving their daughters marriage to gopis, but all the gopis were himself Krishna, because he had taken the shape of all this. Thus, it was fulfilled that all the young gopis, they found Krishna as a beloved. And also all the gopis who were elder or mature, they saw that Krishna is their son. But not in the shape of son, Krishna, but in their
own son,
in the form of own son. But Krishna was there and fulfilling all these things. So Krishna can fulfill all desires. So if you are serving him, or you have moved to serve Krishna in the form of son, he may come as a son. If you want to think that serve Krishna as a beloved, he can come in the shape of beloved. Anyway, he will fulfill your all desires. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully told that we should try to have a relation with Krishna only, that he is my beloved one. by Gopal Mantra and all others. So in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we all try to be like Rupa Goswami, that he has told, Raghunath Das Goswami has told. If you want to have this relation with Krishna, you will have to follow all the gopis. How gopis? Offered their everything to Krishna, and they serve like their beloved one. So this is the essence of all Srimad Bhagavatam. By this, Krishna can be controlled. Swamiji has also written in his Krishna book and other books. But first we should try to give up our sense gratification, all kinds of ignorance, and also unwanted thing on earth. And gradually you should follow and try to hear always from bona fide Guru or bona fide Vaishnava, this is the way. Swarup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all has told, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hai. We should try to be in association of any high class of Vaishnava. We should try to hear. We should not criticize anyone. If he is offensive, let him do offense. We should not meet with them, associate with them. We should do pranam for very far away to them. And we should not criticize anyone. Try to be always sweet, have sweet behavior to all the devotees. Whenever you have chance, you should try to hear from high class of devotees. And it will help. Gaur Pramanam. I am very happy that from all over Australia and here and there, even from Russia, Melbourne here and there, Mumbai, Seshnag especially, all the devotees have come. And my hearty blessings to all. You should always remember that you should not be weak. You should not mix with any one who is not devotee. You should always remember one thing. Anywhere I have heard that some persons and devotees are making classes here and there that don't hear Narayan Maharaj. You should not associate with Narayan Maharaj.
Indirectly, they are telling you should.
So, because he is different from Swamiji, I want to tell that, certainly I am some different from him. He is my Guru, Shikshya Guru. I am his disciple. He is Prabhu. I am his Das. He was so much a realized soul. I am not realized soul as him. I am Das and he was Prabhu. I also know that our bodies are not same. His body was somewhat, and his soul was different from my soul and my body. I am not so literate as he was literate. So there are so many differences. His body was more beautiful than me. I am not so much beautiful. So there are so many differences. But there are some similarities also, because we follow Achinta Bheda Bhed. You know Achinta Bheda Bhed? We are different from Krishna and non-different from Krishna. And it is Achinta. So, we are in all Gaur family. He was also in Gaur family, I myself. So this is similarity.
Both of you took sunnah from
and he was, also difference is that, he was initiated by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And I am initiated by my Guru, Srila Bhakti Prajnan Kishore. But similarity is that we both took sannyas from the same Guru. You know, this is most high class of thing. And markable. And also this is, he was Bhakti Vedanta, I am also Bhakti Vedanta. Same thing. Our all teachings are same. His mission and my mission is Rup Goswami's mission and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not different. I have served from so many years, from 1946, when there was no ISKCON. And still I am serving. Anyone can, though his disciple may fall down, but myself, his real disciple, I may not fall by his mercy. He has blessed me, and he has told that you are my eternal relative and my friend. We have some transcendental relation between. He has written me, and all know, and that is why he told that we are same. You are in my life, so you can give me my samadhi. He has so much belief on me, he has. And still I am following his orders like a das, very simple dasa. So don't say that I am so much different. But you should know that, there is achinta bheda bheda. Difference and non-difference.
Inconceivable.
So we should try to follow this. Don't follow them who are telling that you should not come. But Swamiji has himself ordered me, you should go and help my devotees. And that is why I am coming to obey him. I am not coming to obey any other, but I will obey him. What he has told, if whole world be my enemy, I don't care, by the grace of Swamiji. So you should be bold like me. Always you should see, that I am always with you. Krishna is always protecting you. Nityananda Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu, always inspiring you. So don't see me. You want to say something? You can take me.
I have a city lab.
Oh, yes.
After sitting down, I started thinking, I didn't really speak very nicely. Honoring Srila Narayana Maharaj properly, and also on his behalf and on behalf of all the devotees, thanking Raghunath and his family for so very kindly hosting Srila Narayana Maharaj and facilitating, which I think was quite unexpected to them, all the hundreds of devotees turned up at their doorstep.
Yes.
They not only looked after Srila Narayana Maharaj very nicely, but also looked after all of us, and I feel that we should thank him very much. Also, Savapriya Narasimhaini, who hosted 40 of us sitting in their house.
Yes. So much heartily blessing to Sakshi. His wife. She is manifesting everything.
And also, I wanted to say something nice about my Shiksha Guru, Srila Narayana Maharaj. But I feel like a child in front of him, and always become speechless, and I feel like I need a conch shell put on my head to be able to speak. And what Maharaj said just before about my Srila Prabhupada, so much of that I feel. So I just wanted to thank Srila Narayana Maharaj for coming also on his way to Hawaii. And lastly, I wanted to thank the airline for arranging the stopover.
The first day should come. Daniel.
See, look at what they have before.
You can give this. Or you can say this. Yes.
Srila Gurudev, I initially asked you to speak something, and I got up and I couldn't say anything. And I was thinking, what I sat down, I was thinking, Srila Gurudev, he's actually the super soul, he knows everything. He knows that I have a proud nature. But he gave me the realization when he was giving this story about Krishna and how Mother Yashoda, she was trying to bind Krishna. But unless Krishna let her, she couldn't do. So in the same way, unless Guru then is giving us the ability, we cannot do anything, nothing. So Gurudev gave me some inspiration to get up and speak. And I was thinking how many people can be saying so many things. Don't go to see Srila Gurudev, Srila Narayan Maharaj, so many things. But one thing is undeniable, that everywhere around the world, Australia, England,
South America,
the facts don't lie. Many people, everywhere around the world, disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, disciples of Srila Gaur Govinda Swami, disciples of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Shridhar Goswami Maharaj, many disciples are all taking shelter of Srila Gurudev, and the test, Srila Prabhupada would say, the test is in the tasting. So they're all tasting. And we see what is happening. I see so many faces here that I haven't seen for many, many years, and they're all here. And they're becoming inspired. We have seen that no matter where you go all around the world, the same stories are there. Many wonderful things are happening in people's lives. So Prabhupada would say, you may say it, doesn't make it so. So they can say it. And Srila Prabhupada would often quote, the dogs may bark, but the caravan will pass. So Srila Gurudev has come for the first time in Sydney to give a series of lectures before he has passed through. This time he has stayed for 3 or 4 days and he's done an incredibly amazing thing. The results, of course, will become cumulative and they will become more and more apparent as time goes by. And I can guarantee, only from my own personal experience, that when most of you go home, you'll actually, over some days, you'll actually be able to perceive a very, very, very noticeable change in your consciousness and in your heart. And it's attributed to nothing other than the mercy of Srila Gurudev.
I'll just say a few words. Due to the mercy of Srila Narayan Maharaj, in this trip, we were introduced with so many God brothers and God sisters, all new to me. And this has been a great pleasure, and we tried our best to look after you all to the best of our ability. And still, if we have made some mistake or some offenses, I beg you to please forgive me.
Ki bajaya